So let's start off with Balanced Laws.
Send the freak flag and stay away, or you'll catch something unsavory, cause words dehumanize me till your actions are justified. Urgency doesn't fade as time slips away. Why should I hide all that I am for these assholes that don't understand? The world wasn't put on a plate for us. Disappointments, all that waits for us. And I'll take all the stones that you throw, and I'll put my stake in a future that holds the unknown.
All right. I thought the doubled vocals seem a little sloppy, but I don't mind it. You know, it's very balanced, lost delivery. I like the use of the synthesizers during the chorus. And I also really like the cadence of the vocals. You know, there's something kind of unexpected about the phrasing, and I like that a lot. Reminded me a little bit of XTC with the stuff that's happening in the rhythm section. And I think that's good, too. You know, the lyrics are great, but again, I prefer celebratory to sort of victimhood, but these lyrics are great regardless. So I was good with it, and I'm going to vote for this song.
I just kept going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because I guess it's in 6-4, right? And that repeating jangly sort of guitar riff repeats every 6 beats. That threw me for a little bit, just trying to figure out what the time signature was. I like this song as well. I definitely got some XTC sort of 80s vibe from it. And then there are some big vocal leaps in the verse melody, which keeps things interesting. A lot of people on the boards reference that piss in the alleyway sort of line, which came right before the urgency doesn't fade line. And in my mind, it's like, it's urgent. I have to piss in the alleyway. They were sort of linked, which I don't think that was the actual intention there. But yeah, I like this song a lot. And I think it's probably going to be in the top one or two or three songs this fight, just because it's got such a great feel and just a really nice sound to it. I noticed that things were a little sloppy in the vocal doubling as well, but I think it helps a little bit if they're not right on top of each other, so you can hear them a little bit better.
I noticed that as well, and I mentioned that when it, on the boards, and got a little bit defensive about it, I think. But to my mind, it's kind of one of those things about how do you approach criticism when you're receiving it. And if like 3 or 4 people all say that they noticed that those could be a little bit more well-aligned, like maybe you don't want to do it so precisely that you can't tell one from another, but there's something there that's taking people out of the experience of listening to your song. And were he going to go back and, you know, redo this a little bit, you know, I would hope that he would address that. Just make it something that was really intentional rather than a side effect of either a lack of time, or because that's kind of how I read his response was, yeah, I hear that, but that's how I want it to be. I'm not certain that I believe that. It's kind of like I mentioned on the board. It's like one of those chefs that says, no, I like it that spicy. No, you don't. You just fucked up. And so just own it if you fuck up, but do it on purpose. So if he were going to go back and remix this, you know, just make sure that's the way you want it, right? As soon as you recognize it, I've said this on the boards before, as soon as you recognize something in one of your mixes or one of your songs and you make a conscious decision to leave it that way, then it's yours. Then that's a purposeful, intentional decision that you made creatively. It's not just, oh, hey, that's cool. I didn't hear that before. That's an accident, right? You know, it might be great, might be nice, but you don't take artistic credit for that. And the same thing happens for mistakes. Don't say, no, but that's the way I like it. If you didn't actually try it, then fuck off.
Right.
Not that I'm telling Balanced Laws to fuck off. I'm not doing that at all. I'm not trying to start anything at all. I like the song as well. I like that little synthy blip at the beginning, and I like the bass sound. The sound is pretty cool. I agree that it sounds super 80s, and I like that as well. I did mention that I would like some of the points in his lyrics to be driven a little bit harder to make sure that that's the point you're trying to make. Like, where does it really peak? You know, rather than here's another line, here's another line, here's another line, and just let them flow, it should rise to a point and make that point and just affirmatively say, this is what I'm trying to say. and the arrangement and the performance should all lead in that direction. And I think that it falls down a little bit in that respect. But I like the song as well. You don't have to fix the vocal doubling. Fuck me. I'm just some asshole with an opinion.
I am some asshole with access to flex time. So I often fix all of that stuff and make
them
line up exactly right.
Oh, yeah, I know
exactly
about you
right.
guys and your flex time. I think we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problem with having everything aligned exactly to the beat is all of the transients collide. And you just end up with an awful mess on the frequency spectrum if you're not careful.
You only have to leave one transient.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Leave one transient and cut everything off. That's not that. Even if it sounds weird soloed, just leave one tss, and you've got everybody covered.
Right. Yeah, you don't want a pile up of S sounds.
That's what DSers are for. Crank that sucker, man. Logic just released a brand new DSer. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's we free. Need to talk about that, Ryan. You need to upgrade.
Okay. All right. I don't do any of that anyway. So that's all your side of things.